we're ready for anything now, aren't we? Yeah. So tomorrow, what is tomorrow? Anybody know? Martin Luther King's birthday. What else is tomorrow? Inauguration of the American president. What divine order. Yeah. Is the spirit of MLK Jr. going to sleep or waking up? Waking up. That's right. That's right. Because what is the most helpful vision that we can hold? Do you want to be the bearer of gloom and doom and fear? No. That's not what we signed up for here. We are the people who say, I will be open, I will be curious, I will be engaged. I am excited about what could unfold for my country and my life and my world because we stand to be maybe surprised. Some of us, right? Or all of us, I don't know. Who knows? It's part of the exciting journey that we have all signed up for. And so I don't know about you, but I hope that you're with me when I say I am all in for the changes that are up for us, for within us, to ourselves, through ourselves, as ourselves, and for all of us, because there is plenty of opportunity. Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, faith is taking the first step even when you don't see the whole staircase. Whenever we're on the precipice of something new, whether it be a new administration or whatever it is, there's a little bit of where are we headed here? What's happening next, right? And so there is this sense of let's take the next step and know that we can't see the whole staircase. And so don't make up a story about how that staircase goes into a downward spiral or an upward amazing, well, actually, we make up that story because we like that story. That we are onward and upward together. And knowing that, you know, in a new year, the steps we take that we're discerning for ourselves, for our lives, this is usually the time of year where there's reflection about who we are and what we're becoming, that maybe that white stone we're holding, that quality or like the gifts that our board just shared with you, what we are being, what we are claiming for ourselves as we move into this new year, the dreams, the goals, the steps that we're going to take. And know that as you take those steps, that a whole human divine staircase is affected in some way by what it is that you might choose to do. The steps we take now affect the stability and the direction of the whole staircase. There was a king in an ancient land who learned this lesson the hard way. This was in Burma or in Myanmar. It's an old folk tale, and as folk tales go, they get passed down orally through many, many generations, and they change over time in the telling and the little bits of facts and the way that they're told, but the main point is still there. And so all these years, this story has been told time and again. I've heard a couple American storytellers tell it, Margaret Mead MacDonald and Milbury Birch, and it goes like this. One day, the king and his advisor were enjoying rice cakes drizzled in honey. Sounds good, huh? And some of the honey rolled off one of the rice cakes onto the windowsill. And the advisor said, "Sire, there's honey on the windowsill. Should I call someone to clean it up?" And the king said, "Honey on the windowsill, not our problem." And they went on crunching the rice cakes drizzled in honey, enjoying the morning light coming in through the palace window. A little bit later, the honey rolled down the side of the castle, and a fly came and stuck itself into the honey, probably enjoying a snack itself. Along came a gecko along the castle wall and had a little snack itself. And then a neighborhood cat was coming by. And the cat decided that it too would join in the snacking. And so it had the gecko. Along came a dog enjoying the chase of the cat. And suddenly there was quite a ruckus. Wow! And roof, roof, roof. And back and forth it went. The advisor noticed this was going on outside the palace wall. And he said to the king, "Sire, there's a cat and a dog having a fight just outside the palace wall." And the king said, "A dog and a cat? Not our problem." And he went on eating his rice cakes and honey. Soon the woman who was the mother, human mother, of the cat came with her broom to chase that dog away from her cat. And she was quite angry, so it was kind of mean what she was doing. Well, the man who owned the dog came running over, and now the owners sounded a little bit like their pets. The advisor, of course, heard this and said to the king, "Sire, there is a fight going on outside the palace wall now between a peasant woman and a peasant man."
"A fight between two peasants? That is not our problem."
And he went on. He ate a lot of rice cakes, apparently. Pretty soon, the friends and family members of the woman and the friends and family members of the man begin to gather around them for support, and fighting broke out between them. The fights gained great momentum, and people all around the kingdom began to hear and take sides. They didn't even know why the fight began, but it didn't matter because so-and-so's sister's brother's cousin that they were somehow connected to was someone they should take a stand for. And suddenly there were weapons pulled out, and civil war broke out in the kingdom. The palace caught fire. And pretty soon, the whole castle had burned down. There was ruin across the kingdom. But the king and his advisor were among those who survived. And there they stood in the rubble. And the king looked to his advisor and said, "Maybe that honey was our problem after all." We are caught, Martin Luther King Jr. says, in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. Now, a lot of times we might think, well, sure, the big decisions I make in my life, the actions I'm going to take that have, you know, a large impact on my life, probably will have an impact on others in my life. But do we think about the small things, the little actions that we take throughout a day or the little inactions that we choose not to take? Do we think about the small oversights and the impact they might have? Who is going to clean up our mess? Who will it affect if we leave something behind? Maybe our lax attitude will cause a fire. And we know the devastation of what can happen when a small spark gets into the wrong place at the wrong time. So it's noticing those little things, both the things we hope not to create, the kind of fire we maybe hope not to create, and that warming divine light that we hope to ignite with ourselves and each other in relationship. It's a small act, we all know, probably if you're in, well, you're in relationship with somebody, whether it be a family member or a spouse, but you know those small acts go a long way, right? Friendly leaves me little love notes when she goes to the office before I get up, sometimes when she gets up early. And I'll come out in the kitchen and it's the first thing I see. And it starts my day. It sets a kind of tone for my day. And it's those little acts of kindness, if we could take a moment to make them, that go a long way for the people around us. We often don't realize what an impact we have through our actions and our words. in the direction we want and sometimes in the direction we don't want, right? Martin Luther King's civil rights movement was ignited by the inspiration of Gandhi. And Gandhi, of course, who started the nonviolent movements in South Africa and India, was once asked when he was getting on a train in South Africa, and the train was pulling away, and the reporter yelled to him, "What is your message?" And Gandhi said, "My life is my message," as the train pulled away. And isn't that so for us? What is the message of your life? What is the message you are embodying, you are carrying, you are sharing, you are holding? Who are you being day after day, moment after moment, choice point after choice point? We're not always going to get it just right. And that's not what this is about. It's not about perfection. In fact, it's also about embracing the gifts of imperfection, right? But it's doing our best. It's showing up, recognizing that how I act, how I speak makes a difference. How I see, how I believe, how I perceive makes a difference. The ultimate measure of a person, Martin Luther King says, is not where they stand in moments of comfort and convenience, but where they stand at times of conflict or challenge and controversy. And so how do we show up when the going gets rough? That's a big part of the message we carry of our lives. How we engage or don't. How we move through something, meet something that comes along the way, especially the difficult things. In our board training this week, in fact, we had this list of things that the way a spiritually mature person shows up. And of course, that's a big piece of our leadership, right? That we want to show up as spiritually mature as we can. And one of the things on the list really stood out to me, and it was having the courage to do difficult things. Do you? Do you feel like you have the courage to do difficult things? Do you stand in that place when difficult things come your way, or do you turn away or walk away? We probably could say, depends, most of us, right? There are times when I stand, there's times I step forward, and there's times I turn away. But to be really mindful of how much that choice has an impact, whatever that choice may be. In fact, the very definition of privilege is having the freedom and the choice to walk away. It's having the freedom and the choice to say, I don't really feel like getting engaged in that. But it's those amongst us who don't have the freedom and the choice who suffer because of that. And so for us, it's always a choice to say, will I be the person who helps? Will I be the person who steps up, who serves, who meets the challenge on behalf of myself, but also on behalf of everyone around me? Because we know we are all woven together, right? In this mutual experience, in this common destiny. I'm a proponent of following our hearts. We talk about that a lot in Unity, right? Follow your heart. Do what brings you bliss. Do what brings you joy. And there are times that we have to put a little bit of what we perceive as our joy and our whatever it is that lights us up to the side in order to step in and to serve a need, to meet a need. I've seen your board members do this time and time again. And in particular, in the last week, we had two offices that were vacant still for the year. And we had board members who had already said, I absolutely do not have the time to take this on. I don't feel ready. I don't have the skill. I don't have whatever the reasons. I don't have the desire. Simply don't have the desire. Yet there's a need. And so I'll do it. And so it's on for our community, on behalf of our community, that we have leaders that say, yeah, I'll step in. I'll meet this opportunity. That's, I think, in Chinese, they say that the word for challenge can also be the word that means opportunity. And so if we can rephrase when there is a challenge that comes our way in our lives, in our world, in our country, whatever it may be that we are to meet, we can say to ourselves, this is an opportunity. An opportunity for me to grow, an opportunity for me to learn, an opportunity for me to do something different, an opportunity for me to see differently than I thought I would, and to experience something that I might not have signed up for just following my heart, but here it is in front of me, an opportunity that is being asked of me, and I say yes. So this is also what I know, is that when we do say yes in those situations where we'd rather not or don't feel qualified or whatever the case may be, that Spirit often blesses us far beyond our imagination. So I hope you'll join me as a community in holding for all of our board members that they will be richly blessed by their yes to serve our community in various ways. Sometimes we turn away from difficult situations because we think we can't make a difference. Anybody ever feel that way? Yeah, this is just the way it is. So I feel a bit helpless or powerless. I really don't feel like I can make any difference in that scenario, whatever the scenario is. But that's where it's so important for us to remember our spiritual power. Because in the world, we'll hear all about worldly power. And the talk will be all about worldly power, or often is, and then we begin to think, that's power. Well, it's a kind of power, a kind of temporal power, but it isn't the ultimate power. I mean, ultimately, it's a house of cards, isn't it? And so the power is here. We know this as spiritual beings, right? We are human beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience, not the other way around. So the ultimate truth is to go back to that knowing, that power, that grounding, that centering that says, ah, yes, here I am with everything I could ever need. And all the people around me with everything we could ever need to do the things that will fulfill us, fulfill our dreams, our visions, and possibilities. But we have to ground in the spiritual power and not forget that that is the absolute, the true, the permanent, the ongoing strength and fortitude and vision that comes from all of that. From being in that space. So people who forget or don't believe that the spiritual power is something that is as strong as the worldly power will tend to go into a lot of complaining, right? A lot of worrying, a lot of fear. And people who remember spiritual power will tend to go into a place of vision, possibility, engagement, moving together, teamwork, collaboration, to be part of the solution instead of part of the problem. It's really that simple. And we have a constant choice for ourselves. Will I get involved in that conversation, as they say, around the water cooler that just kind of drains all the energy out of the room? Will I be contributing to that, oh, ain't it awful conversation? In the coming weeks, the coming years, the coming whatever? Or will I be the person who says, wow, this is an opportunity to look at things differently, to do things differently, to partner in ways we haven't partnered before? Spirit wouldn't give it to us if it weren't that. And so that's where we are together. Buddhists call responsible action right action. And there's a whole philosophy of around something called consequentialism that says that taking right action leads to these kinds of results, having a positive impact on others when we take right action. And that can take all kinds of different manifestations, promoting fairness and support, for example, kindness, creating a positive ripple effect throughout a community. and personal satisfaction. When we take right action, we feel good about ourselves. We feel like we're in a place of integrity, that our words and our actions match up, our values, everything is in alignment and working together for good. And so there's a sense of contributing to our overall well-being. And when we consistently do this, when we consistently take right action, we also develop trust and strong relationships and contribute to a stable, harmonious society. So there is a lot to your every little action or inaction that can have these kinds of effects. As King poetically said, and I don't mean the one in the story, we are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Sometimes we just don't think our presence matters that much or that our life has that much impact. But that's just about worthiness, and it's simply not true. Every single one of us is here on purpose. We don't have to know exactly what the purpose is, but we do know that we want to take right action, that we want to make good choices, that we want to follow our spirit and the guidance that we receive. We do, don't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's a very mistaken perception to think that your life does not have value or worth or impact, or that you yourself are not having influence. You are by simply being who you are. By your very existence, you are bringing something valuable to our earth, to your family, to your neighborhood, to our community, to your workplace, to your all of the relationships you have, all of the people you pass on the street. Do you ever think about that? The magnitude of your presence on this earth. You are needed. You are important. You are impactful. Your presence matters. I said that to somebody recently. We had an event here at Unity, and I said, oh, we missed you at blah, blah. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, really. It does matter. You matter. I hope if nothing else we can take away from this day that we matter, that the things we do, the ways we show up, the very presence that we are has an impact on our world. So has anybody seen the movie Inside Out? Yeah. Now, some of you might mistakenly call it a kid's movie, but it's for all of us. It's a animated film, but it's about this young girl, Riley, who her family moves from the Midwest to San Francisco, and she's having a hard time, as kids often do, with all the change, right? A new home, new school, new friends, all these adjustments that she has to make. And the film is an animation of all the emotions within her that are trying to navigate her life situation and her change. And joy kind of keeps stepping out in front, right? And kind of trying to take the lead. Joy tries to make sure that everything is happy and good for Riley. But it takes a while before they go through some challenges together, and she keeps trying to push sadness out of the way and move sadness over, that she realizes that only sadness in some situations can help. It's because sadness becomes the compassionate companion to Riley when she needs it most. And it's that kind of permission to feel, permission to grieve that Riley needs that joy simply couldn't bring. And so it's the recognition that we all have gifts to give, and however we are in any given moment, we must trust is a gift. I know we can be a happy crew here at Unity. We're all about positivity. But if you are feeling down in the dump sometime, please don't let that stop you from coming. Because we need that. We need that whatever you're in, Whether you're feeling sad that day, maybe somebody else is feeling sad, and suddenly you two have a connection, or maybe by coming you are uplifted, or by coming you're giving somebody another gift of authenticity. Whatever it is, however we are, our presence matters. So come as you are, truly, and bring your gifts. Our caring about what happens to each other, to others, what happens in our world, what happens to all of us, matters deeply because we are intrinsically connected. So know that your presence is valuable. Know that your actions matter. And know that sometimes the impact of your actions will have a negative effect on someone. This is okay too. It's a learning opportunity, a growth opportunity. But this I want to say about that. A lot of times what happens when somebody says, this is how whatever you did or said affects me, we'll go into ego mode and get busy explaining and defending. Well, that wasn't my intent. Honestly, it doesn't matter what your intent was. The person before you is saying, it had an impact on me. Listen, validate that. Allow that to be enough. You don't need to explain yourself. We, most of us, know that we don't intend to go around hurting one another. But when somebody is hurt, it's really, really important. This is the important work within a lot of the civil rights movement of today, is to recognize that how we move through the world has an impact on others. And a lot of times, if it's negative, it wasn't our intent. It doesn't really matter. It had an impact. So let's really be sensitive to that, because I think it is a great way that we can learn and grow as a community into our inclusivity, into the being the loving and inclusive community that we claim that we are. It's an edge, I think, for all of us to move and grow into together. I know I'm amongst those that need to learn this lesson. Human life on earth is a privilege and a responsibility, isn't it? So we're woven together. We know this. Our problems, our solutions, our resolutions, our dreams, our goals, they're all woven together. It's all part of this beautiful fabric of diversity that we are as we come together. So know yourself, the impact you have on that single garment of our destiny that we are weaving together. As we move forward together, as you consider the steps you're taking in 2025, know that they will affect the whole staircase. And I'm hoping our staircase is going on up. Let's affirm this together. The steps I take affect the whole staircase, and so it is.